Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. 33 years ago today, William O. Douglas died. Douglas was a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court from 1939 until 1975. He served longer than anyone else in the history of the court. He was known for the defense of civil liberties. He was also a big environmentalist. In 1972, he wrote a dissent in the case of Sierra Club versus Morton. Now, the case had to do with proposed development in the Sierra Nevadas in California. Here are some of his words. The critical question of, quote, standing, end quote, would be simplified and also put neatly in focus if we fashioned a federal rule that allowed environmental issues to be litigated before federal agencies or federal courts in the name of the inanimate object about to be despoiled, defaced, or invaded by roads and bulldozers, and where injury is a subject of public outrage. Contemporary public concern for protecting nature's ecological equilibrium should lead to the conferral of standing upon environmental objects to sue for their own preservation. Inanimate objects are sometimes parties in litigation. A ship has a legal personality, a fiction found useful for maritime purposes, the corporation's soul is an acceptable adversary, and large fortunes ride on its cases. The ordinary corporation is a, quote, person, end quote, for purposes of the adjudicatory processes, whether it represents proprietary, spiritual, aesthetic, or charitable causes. So it should be as respects valleys, alpine meadows, rivers, lakes, estuaries, beaches, ridges, groves of trees, swampland, or even air that feels the destructive pressures of modern technology and modern life. The river, for example, is a living symbol of all the life it sustains or nourishes. Fish, aquatic insects, water ouzels, otter, fisher, deer, elk, bear, and all other animals, including man, who are dependent on it or who enjoy it for its sight, its sound, or its life. The river, as plaintiff, speaks for the ecological unit of life that is part of it. Those people who have a meaningful relation to that body of water, whether it be a fisherman, a canoeist, a zoologist, or a logger, must be able to speak for the values which the river represents and which are threatened with destruction. Words to remember today as the struggle for environmental preservation continues. Thanks for listening. Remember, Room 33 is on Stitcher. I have a link to it on my homepage. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.